talking about the chapter Time Revisited. Or whatever you call it. Yeah. Add to that something about this. I'm reading Eliade or whatever his name is. It talks about the yogi doing pranayama breathing exercises, where you think of, or you you're there with these nadis, Ida and Pingala, which then correspond to, well, the sun and the moon. That's what they are often symbolized by. You know, they, again, you have the microcosm here with the Sushumna Nadi and the Ida Nadi and the Pingala Nadi along the Meru Danda, the spinal column, you know, and the Kundalini and all of that, which we find in the classic Patanjali yoga system. Now, when you breathe in, and that is, well, as we find in the Taoism, that's yang, that's the sun, the day, the energy, right, the light, everything is waking up and action, action. And then you breathe out, that's the moon, that's the night, rest. And then again, yeah, breathe in, breathe out, and day and night, sun and moon. Which then describes a cycle of time. And it's apparently there also in the Kundalini, Kalachakra Tantra, Eliade mentions. So that also corresponds to the greatest cosmic cycles of time, of creation, maintenance, and dissolution, the cosmos being born through, again, the breathing of Mahavishnu. If that's that was coincidental parallel, I don't know, but that's how Eliade describes it, and which of course makes sense. Then you have time as the wheel of time, the Kala Chakra, governed or ruled by these three deities, divinities, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the maintainer, and Shiva, the destroyer. So again, the microcosm and the microcosm. And it's, you know, the two, the microcosm and the macrocosm, they are ones, you could say. There is the same principle, that they're the same dynamic there. And that is what one should look at the center here of the cosmology we're talking about, and which then the yogi also keeps focus on. when we breathe in and we breathe out, for instance, that is what upholds our microcosm. If we stop breathing, it's gone. We die, as we call it. So the yogi in that pranayama, meditating in that way, and this is really what Om also is. I think we can also find it's representing a breath. And there we have the cosmos. So then to understand that kala, time, is what's upholding the cosmos, and it is that cycle of the yin and the yang, the energy and the creative energy and the out the summer and the winter, the day and the night, that kind of creative cycle. So in a way the cosmos is recreated all the time. This sounds cool, doesn't it? Well, in a way my little microcosm is then recreated each time I take a breath. Upheld, but a breath also contains that creative in with energy and relax, and the day and the night, of course, and the lifetime. Taking birth, growing, creatively growing, and then acting, maintained for a lifetime, and then poof, leaving, closing down shop. So in that way, by simply looking at time in terms of kala chakra, we can understand more of this enigmatic cosmological model that we are looking at. And then, comment to self, note to self here. We could maybe put illustration there where our world pillar and the ocean and the bubble, you know, and all that. Is one thing we should add our arrows for the four directions. Where east is the first direction, the main direction. And then, you know, around or on that disc there, so to speak, that Bo Mandela or Bo Varlocka, whatever. But then also around there, the Wheel of Time, which we then, this is my observation, at least that's what I think I have observed in most of those chakras, yantras that are describing the cosmos in this way. There is both space in terms of the directions, east, south, west, and north, which they also have colors, both in China and India, when you draw it like that. Normally, east is red. Well, I would say that now with our... for instance, east is red and white, sorry. Anyway, forget it. I was now getting into the chatter view here and trying to fit that in, but I'm not sure you can. Anyway, colors there. But then also you can divide this whole wheel into four seasons and 12 months and 24 hours and whatever. You can put the Chinese year animals in there, whatever. So that becomes actually, you could say a model of space-time, that Einstein called it, I don't know. I mean,